Today, a new public hearing. AP's Sagar Magani on the witnesses.
One will be a Republican witness, George Washington University professor Jonathan Turley, who will tell the panel Democrats are bringing a slipshod case against the president. In an opening statement obtained by the AP, Turley says the president's call with Ukraine's leader was anything but perfect, and a case for impeachment could be made, but not on this record. The other three witnesses called by Democrats will argue for impeachment. Michael Gerhardt from the University of North Carolina will say if Congress fails to impeach here, then the impeachment process has lost all meaning. Sagar Magani, Washington.
At the NATO summit in London today, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson sounded a theme for the future.
At this council, we have the opportunity to strengthen the unity of purpose that has made NATO the greatest and most successful alliance in history, and to take the new steps that are profoundly necessary to ensure another 70 years of peace and security.
Also at the summit, President Trump called out Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau for being part of an overheard conversation that echoed the view that Mr. Trump held too many long news conferences. The president's response?
Well, he's two-faced.
Do you think that Germany is too naive?
And honestly, with Trudeau, he's a nice guy. I find him to be a very nice guy. But, you know, the truth is that I called him out on the fact that he's not paying 2%, and I guess he's not very happy about it.
A Japanese aid worker and five colleagues were gunned down and killed today in eastern Afghanistan. It happened in Jalalabad. A provincial government spokesman tells VOA Dr. Tedros Nakamura and members of the Japan Medical Services were traveling to a project site when they were attacked. From Washington, this is VOA News. Amnesty International says it has credible new reports that more than 200 people were killed in less than a week of nationwide unrest in Iran. That's an increase of 57 from the group's previous death toll reported on Friday. Tehran sparked the protests in dozens of cities by ordering a 50% hike in the subsidized price of gasoline, further straining the finances of Iranians struggling with high unemployment and inflation in a shrinking economy. There is a wary watch on U.S. stock exchanges today after Tuesday's sharp losses, triggered by President Trump's newest line on reaching a new trade deal with China that maybe it can wait until after the 2020 election. Meanwhile, the Dow Jones Industrial Average late this morning was up 1.7%. The U.S. Department of Homeland Security is considering requiring all travelers, including U.S. citizens, to be photographed as they enter or leave the country. We have a report from AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
Federal law requires Homeland Security to put into place a system to use biometrics to confirm the identity of international travelers. And government officials have said they want to expand that to help identify potential terrorists and prevent the fraudulent use of travel documents. Facial recognition technology is already being tested by several airlines, but U.S. citizens can opt out. The American Civil Liberties Union says the government is reneging on a promise that Americans would be exempt from mandatory biometric screening. And Massachusetts Senator Ed Markey says he'll introduce legislation to block the plan. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
China is expressing anger over passage of a bill by the U.S. House targeting Beijing's crackdown on millions of ethnic Muslims, especially the country's Uyghurs. The vote was 407-1. The measure condemns China's massive detentions in so-called re-education camps in the remote western province of Xinjiang. The Senate passed a similar bill back in September. Once reconciled, a single bill goes to President Trump for his signature. Beijing claims the camps are vocational training centers, and it accuses the United States of interfering in Chinese affairs. A typhoon that swept over the Philippines on Tuesday killed at least 10 people in a path of destruction that reached the capital, Manila. But the country averted a larger-scale disaster, apparently due to stronger-than-usual preparations, including mass mobile phone alerts and resulting evacuations. Typhoon Kamuri reached the Bicol Peninsula southeast of Manila late Monday, with wind speeds of up to 208 kilometers an hour. Once again, our top story, the impeachment drama continues swirling around President Donald Trump. On Capitol Hill today, a new public hearing before the House Judiciary Committee. Gene Randall, VOA News.
All the hits and more. VOA1. The best music now.